ask.
We stepped up to the airline counter with Marley on his leash. A woman in uniform looked at Marley, then looked at the crate I'd brought for him. "We can't allow that dog aboard in that container," she said. "He's too big for it." The pet store said this was the large dog size. I pleaded. I hadn't actually checked to make sure our very large dog would fit. Airline rules say that the dog has to be able to stand up and turn all the way around, she explained. Go ahead, give it a try. I opened the gate and called Marley. He was not about to walk voluntarily into jail. I pushed him and prodded him. He didn't budge. I searched my pockets for something to bribe him with. Where were the dog biscuits when I needed them? I found a tin of breath mints. This is as good as it's going to get, I thought. I took one out and held it in front of his nose. Want a mint, Marley? Go get the mint. And I tossed it into the crate. Sure enough, he took the bait and walked right into the box. The lady was right. He didn't quite fit. He scrunched down so his head wouldn't hit the ceiling. His butt stuck out the open door. I scrunched his tail down and closed the gate, shoving his rear inside. See? He fits.